1922.
Hanging out at Kapalua. Couldn't do it without the free ride, though, I got to tell you, as everybody else is definitely buckling the old wallets down and whatnot. But I'm a little sunburned, so I apologize if I sound all over the map tonight. We have a lot to talk about on America Tonight. We're including a conversation with the Dream Doctor. And Steve Rogers is stopping by as well to talk about Shentrition. I've seen some great results from Shentrition, as has my husband, Paul, who has been taking it as well. So we look forward to talking to Steve. That's coming up in another 10 minutes or so. In the meantime, a couple of things have happened, including the Taliban video that was released, that U.S. soldier, awful stuff, 23-year-old from Idaho. Boy, you really feel for him, and you listen to what he's saying. It sounds as though he is absolutely being prompted. We're going to let you hear slices of that. Kathleen Sebelius on health and what's going on with Obama's plan and the timetable, and, of course, the fight on the Hill as well. Another thing that's happening that's on the sad side, obviously, 47 people injured in the San Francisco rail collision. Just briefly, information is starting to come in, so I'll tell you what I know about that. As we often say on this show, when I said we're all over the map, it's about water cooler buzz, some of it not always so wonderful because it's live. Things have happened earlier in the day, et cetera, but we'll absolutely get you up to date on that. But it was apparently very, very chaotic. Two light rail cars collided in what was described as a pretty big accident at San Francisco's very busy West Portal Station. I happen to have lived in California, so I know the area that they're talking about. And as I mentioned, 47 people treated for injuries, four in critical conditions still. And they had people that they were taking to the hospitals all over the place. You had a 16-year-old limping out of the hospital on Saturday night, and people were screaming. People were screaming in all different languages. And like I said, let's hope that this light rail crash had nothing to do with texting or anyone falling asleep. There's not a lot of information coming out at this point as to what caused that. Also, in case you missed it, when we talk about people who have died lately, there's been a rash of well-known people. Walter Cronkite, of course, just as the weekend was beginning, he is now dead. And talking about Cronkite, rather, a lot of people have some interesting fond memories of listening to Uncle Walt when they were kids, or, you know, remembering certain things that he covered as an anchor. And, of course, the biggest probably the JFK assassination. And, you know, if you go back in archives, et cetera, I mean, hey, let's face it, part of our studio is based out of Dallas in the sixth floor museum. So certainly I've heard his broadcast. They play it at the museum. But I'd say the JFK assassination, the Vietnam War, the moon landing, huge for Walter Cronkite. So Walter Cronkite dead at the age of 92. Now, I realized he was up there in age, but I didn't realize he was 92. Then Frank McCourt, news just came about Frank McCourt, who died at the age of 78, and he's famous for a couple of different things. We'll dive into that as well. It's, like I said, it's been one of these kind of months. As you know, we've been talking about it here on the show. As always, you can dial the digits and be part of things or flip me an email at americatonight.net. The number is, the call-in number is 1-800-259-5791. 1-800, it's that son, 1-800-259-5791. Actually, with McCourt, I read probably the book he's most known for, Angela's Ashes. somebody recommended it to me, and of course then his name took off, but that book took off as far as flying off the bookshelves, it certainly did. He was 78 years old. He was a teacher, but he was a writer, obviously, because that book was wildly successful. That's what people remember him for. He grew up in Ireland. Both of his parents were Irish immigrants, and then they moved back there to a place called Limerick to go back home. And he was the first of seven kids, and the story was just absolutely fascinating. Over the weekend, you might have caught Harry Potter, and of course, as we predicted on the show, it wasn't a big prediction, but Harry Potter blew all the box office records. And I think I said this, you look at all the big movies that were out this summer, and I don't think that that would be a big surprise to anyone either, that Potter did so, so well. So we'll tell you what the cha-ching factor was as we move along, too. And as I mentioned already, some of the key things that we'll be recapping, what happened with the U.S. soldier, also what's going on with Kathleen Sebelius and talking about this possible tax on the rich for health care and Obama's timetable and all that sort of stuff. And then Hillary Clinton was speaking to the Prime Minister of India and has some thoughts on terrorism. Of course, we saw what happened in Jakarta, and we talked about it, too, that here we go again. Remember Mark from New York? He always calls in, and we talk about, sadly, some of these random acts of violence. And in that case, you were talking about a Ritz-Carlton and a Marriott where there were car bombs involved, and the police there still trying to sort out a ton of things connected to that. And, of course, it's politics as usual because it is a Sunday, so what happened in Capitol Hill, we'll also talk about that. But, again, I'm in Hawaii in Maui broadcasting live, ironically, from a Ritz-Carlton, and you couldn't see a better view from my vantage point. A little windy, but just absolutely incredible. Matt, have you ever been to Hawaii?
Yes, I have. I went to Honolulu, when was that? 2003, I believe. So I've been out there. 2004. I was in Honolulu. My buddy lived out there, so I flew out there. Only cost me the airfare, and got to stay at his place for free, next to nothing. So it was a good time. Spent some time on the beach, got nice and tanned, and ate a lot of poke. That's my new favorite thing from being out there.
A lot of poke?
Yeah, pokey.
Boy, I have no idea what that is, and I've been to Hawaii a couple of times, and I've never had that. I've had different fish and stuff, but never had that.
It's kind of like sushi, but it's just prepared a little differently, and it's raw. I always got the ahi pokey, which is tuna, and it's prepared in like a soy sauce type of a deal. It's a little spicy. It's very good, though.
Really? I might have to try that. I'll have to comb the island and see if I can find that somewhere. I like to fish here, obviously. And just like you, you came because really everything was pretty much comp for you, and that was the same thing with me through Fox Sports Radio or Clear Channel. So I feel grateful to have the opportunity. But coming up on the flip side, we're going to talk to the man behind Gentrition. That would be Steve Rogers. So hang with us. You can call in 1-800-259-5791.
If you'd like to quit smoking regular cigarettes and try a revolutionary new alternative, this might be the most important message you will ever hear. PremiumeCigarette.com brings you the electronic cigarette. It looks like a cigarette. It feels and tastes like a cigarette. And even delivers nicotine like a cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, it doesn't deliver toxic chemicals and tar into your lungs or discolor your teeth. The Premium e-cigarette has no flame or ashes, and you can smoke it anywhere, even where cigarettes are not permitted. Because the vapor you you exhale is only water, not dangerous secondhand smoke. You've tried the gum. You've tried the patch. You've tried cold turkey. Now it's time to try the premium e-cigarette. By doing so, you will save 60 to 75% over regular cigarettes. If you'd like to learn more, visit premiumecigarette.com. That's premium, the letter E, cigarette.com. Premiumecigarette.com. Or call 866-242-9210. That's 866-242-9210 today.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Beach was rated America's best beach. It's got this white sand to just, you know, stretches from end to end, and it's at the Ritz-Carlton Kapalua. So I was out there today swimming in the surf, and it was kind of cold, but it was awesome. And like I said, what a great trip this has been so far. I feel very, very lucky. And tonight we're talking about a whole bunch of different things, of course, on America Tonight as I'm broadcasting live from Maui, Hawaii. Joining us now, Stephen Rogers from Shentrition. Man, this stuff has rocked my world. I'm telling you, I feel so energized. I've been taking Shentrition now for, I want to say, gosh, I think it's been 2 months, and if I just happen where I can't get very much sleep, I'm still on top of my game. I've lost some extra pounds. In fact, now it's 15 and a half. I'm trying to gain them back. I'm trying to eat healthy as well as take the Shentrition while I'm in Hawaii, but it's just been terrific. Stephen, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking, Kay. And wow, 15 and a half pounds, and I bet you're showing off that new bod out there on the beach.
I am. I'm telling you, it's all the stuff that we talked about, and what I think it's made me feel. The main thing is it's given me so much energy, and taking everything from the detox, et cetera, on down, I think it's a combination of all of it that's worked for me. What do you feel? Because of course there's various products. Is it the core of taking Shentrition? Do you think that's what's giving me the biggest kick overall, or is it everything combined, including the tea?
Well, I think it is everything combined, but I think that the basics that you're getting in Shentrition, the adaptogenic herbs, are really what's getting you going and getting you started to do the other stuff. Because as you know, and I don't know if you've ever done a cleanse before, as your listeners know, if they've done a cleanse, it's very difficult to stay on it. just because of the diet regimen. The Shintrition, taking two scoops of that a day while you're on it, curbs your appetite because it takes away the cravings that stress causes. So that the adaptogens themselves are the key. They're the cornerstone. If I could just go into the reason why, just briefly here, why you dropped that 15 and a half pounds without really even trying that hard, can I?
Yeah.
Okay, well, there's three main things that are going on with adaptogenic herbs. And when people hear adaptogens, the key word there is adapt. So the first thing, it's helping your body to adapt to stress. That's just not emotional stress. It's physical stress from chronic use. That's environmental stress. That's cognitive stress from thinking all the time, the monkey on the hot tin roof mind syndrome that we all get into. And it does so because adaptogens have been shown time after time to restore the adrenals. And the adrenals are a primary mechanism for responding and adapting to stress. So stress eating, as you probably know, is a thing of the past. Because now you have your adrenals are strong again, like they were when you were a kid. Remember when we used to just go out and play all day and our mother used to have to drag us in the house to get us to eat?
Yeah.
And we were growing like weeds?
Yeah.
Well, our adrenals were strong, so we just didn't have, we didn't use food as a comfort tool like we do now. We went out and we played, we exercised. Well, and the second thing that happens is when you're not stress eating, your blood sugar is more balanced. As most people know out there from the Carbohydrate Addicts book and other things, that it's the high insulin-releasing carbohydrates that have been shown to cause obesity. Well, what happens is when there's too much insulin in the bloodstream, and in fact, the definition of obesity is hyperinsulinemia, meaning too much blood in or too much insulin in the bloodstream. Well, what adaptogens have been shown to do also is to balance blood sugar. So now that you have the adrenals are strong, so you're not stress eating, you're not eating the high insulin carbohydrates, the adaptogens are balancing your blood sugar, so now your body is not metabolizing that sugar as fat and storing it in the tissues as fat. And the last thing, of course, and the obvious thing, is now your metabolic rate is reestablished or reset like it was when I was talking about in our last interview. I tell people you'll get down to your prom weight, that is your high school weight, your natural weight, because you're not stress eating and the blood sugar is balanced.
Yeah, boy, what a difference. Hey, I was telling everybody that you were coming on, and I got a couple of emails, and I wanted to throw out the phone line, and I did that earlier, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. And, Stephen, we actually have somebody that's on hold. Jane is listening to us in Buffalo. Hi, Jane. Thanks for the call.
Hi, Kate. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Jane.
Is actually for Steve. I've heard about Shintrition, but I'm not really sure what's in it. Can you tell me a little bit more about what's in it, about the ingredients?
Okay. A little bit less than half of the product are the adaptogenic herbs, and it's a wide array of adaptogenic herbs that we use. The key thing to adaptogens is they normalize the functions of the body, or they help to normalize. The key to healing is maintaining homeostasis. I used to tell people this definition when they would come into my office, is the difference between a sick person and a healthy person is how well we maintain homeostasis. The sick person will use all their energy to maintain homeostasis, while a well person will use very little energy, and then they have all that extra energy to live life to the fullest. So you got about 46 to 48% of the product is adaptogenic herbs. Now, those are the micronutrients that we need in our bodies. The macronutrients of proteins, fats, and carbohydrates, we use whole food substances such as organic hemp protein, superfoods, greens, and sea vegetables. And the reason why we did that and just didn't make it 100% adaptogens, because I get that question a lot, is because our bodies have been conditioned for thousands of years to pull our micronutrients, that is antioxidants, enzymes, vitamins, and minerals, which the adaptogens contain, from macronutrients, that is fats, carbohydrates, and proteins. So in essence, what we're doing is we're tricking your body to eat up all the adaptogens, so you're assimilating the majority of the adaptogens rather than just bombarding your body with 100%, and it has no idea what to do with that. Now, if we could get iron from a rusty nail, I mean, it's one of the best sources of iron. Look at it, it's just pure iron, right? But we can't assimilate that, so we have to find a way that the body can assimilate it to increase bioavailability.
Yeah, I hope that answers your question, James.
Yes, thank you very much.
All right, thanks for the call. Hey, I got an email here, too, from a guy named Jack, and he said, Hi, Kate. I've been listening to you now talk to Steve. I think you've talked to him a couple of times, and I'm actually interested in Shentrition. I just don't understand what it'll do for me. Well, you know, I'm focusing on the fact that I feel like I have more energy, and the weight loss obviously is always huge because everybody wants to get in shape and be in the best shape they can. But there's other things that it does for you as well, right?
Oh, absolutely. There's a wide array of things that happen. But the key thing, everybody wants to know what Shentrition does. It helps your body to stay in balance, to maintain homeostasis. And that's the key to longevity, to health, to healing. And you know, everything that we do in life, we need to maintain balance. And our organ systems are the key to that. And adaptogens and the food-based product we created in Shentrition does exactly that. Now, when your body's in balance, all the things that we call disease or symptoms of being out of balance begin to disappear. So it's just that simple. My whole practice was geared around preventative health care. You know, I had people come in with chief complaints all the time, you know, head pain, ankle pain, cancer, diabetes, you name it. We saw it. We treated it, emotional problems. But there's one thing that we always knew, that we can never outthink the body. The body's doing billions of things all the time, and we just can't outthink it, and we'll never be able to outthink it. But we all know that if we bruise ourselves, our body heals. It heals without any thought, without doing anything to it, or at least most things do. So there's something in us that's healing. That's all the body's ever doing. It's surviving. It's healing. So we knew this going into practice, that if we could give the body what it needs and help it to do what it already knows how to do, then our job was made much easier.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. All right, and people who want to know more about Shentrition, they can go to Shentrition.com. And so that I'm clear, it's www, obviously, Shentrition, just like it sounds when you think about it, .com. And there's tons of information, obviously, there as well. But I'll tell you, I really, really have enjoyed these last couple of months because I've seen the results. Honest to goodness, I've seen the results and have, I say this all the time, Stephen, you know this, and I've never endorsed anything for fear of, you know, I didn't like a lot of the stuff that was out there and not wanting to endorse something that I didn't think would work, but it's really, really rocked for me. So I appreciate everything that it's done for me, and I thank you absolutely for that. And thanks for coming on. We love when you stop by. Thank you.
Oh, well, thank you very much, and thank you for giving us the opportunity and really taking the product and giving it a chance. And I understand you probably get bombarded with products out there. And in a private practice, we did too, and we just started developing our own through just trial and improvement with over 2,000 patients and or students. And that's how we ended up with Shentrition. It wasn't just something – we were not retail merchants. You know, we weren't thinking of a gimmick that we could make a lot of money off of. We actually used this in private practice.
And, yeah, what a difference that makes. All right, Stephen, you take care. We'll talk again, my friend.
Thank you very much, Kate.
All right, odds and ends coming up on the flip side from Maui here on America Tonight.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now.
Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
If the current state of the economy is severely impacting your life, this might be some of the most important information you will ever hear. As the economy continues to spiral out of control, many people, just like you, wonder how they will support their family and pay their bills. The government is not going to help out the people who desperately need it. It's time for you to look outside the box and change your life. If you're tired of the get-rich-quick schemes, if you're tired of living paycheck to paycheck, if you're tired of being tired, you need to pick up Robert Beadle's new book, and it's called Here's What You Do. Yes, Here's What You Do. The 72-page book will show you what you need to do to make the best of an economy that's in the middle of a recession. And the best part? This revolutionary book is priced under $10 and is only $6 for the ebook. Here's What You Do to get Here's What You Do. Visit hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Hereswhatyoudo.net. And start changing your life today.
Hey everybody, Kate Delaney here on America Tonight, broadcasting live from Maui, Hawaii. Coming up on the show, Harry Potter smashing a global box office record. In the U.S. so far, $160 million. Oh, my goodness. Almost $400 million worldwide. Harry Potter still around and kicking, and I think this was the last one in the series. Also, Sarah Palin touring Alaska says it's not a farewell, but really a thank you. And I mentioned this at the top, in Idaho, they're so concerned for a soldier who was captured a few weeks ago by the Taliban in Afghanistan. A video was actually released of him. We'll let you hear a little slice of that. But right now, how many listening to me have dreams? I'm a person who dreams. I've actually had dreams when I've been here in Maui. I don't know that I dream every night, but it feels like it to me. So how exciting for us to have the dream doctor on the show, Dr. Arthur Bernard. Doc, thanks for coming on. We appreciate your time here on ATN.
My pleasure, my pleasure.
And, you know, it's really true. I don't know when I started realizing I had dreams because, you know, I don't know what you remember when you were a kid, but my dreams are kind of like this show all over the map. You know, some are kind of happy and fun, and some of them I'm sort of being chased and all kinds of things. What is it? What do dreams mean? I mean, some people don't have dreams. What is it? Why do some of us have dreams and some people don't even have them?
Everybody has them. They just don't remember them. Everybody dreams 2 hours every single night. So if you have 100,000 listeners tonight, they're going to have 200,000 hours of dreams tonight. Dreams tell you the truth. In other words, dreams are pure nature. In other words, you don't dream your dreams. They dream you. And they come to show you the truth about yourself. They come to warn you. They come to advise you. They come to correct you. They come to heal you. They come to help you solve problems. They come to introduce you to spiritual issues and spiritual growth. Dreams run the whole range and the whole gamut. You may think your dreams are all over the map, but just like when you're conscious and awake, you run a whole range of emotions and situations and thoughts that rumble through your mind in a short period of time. Well, dreams do the same thing, but it's really best to interpret dreams and look at the meaning of dreams in a whole series of dreams, because it may not appear it instantly, but a lot of these dreams may have very similar themes. And the dreams try and show you the truth. Nature, dreams are pure nature. Nature doesn't lie. The conscious mind can deceive, it can manipulate, but nature can't do that. Nature just is. It's a fact.
Well, so like some of the things that people talk about, chasing, being chased, falling, just a wild euphoria. I've heard people talk about that. That means something then. That's, you said warning or advising you or introducing you to something. It can mean any of those things, right?
Well, it depends on the situation. But being chased is a common dream. People all over the world have dreams about being chased. Some people are being chased by monsters. Some people are being chased by animals. But, you know, you're being chased because... Again, it's very specific to the dreamer, but people run away from their fears. They often don't face them. People fall in dreams. People fly in dreams. People have dreams that they're back in college, yet they graduated college 20 years ago, and they still dream of being in college, taking a final exam. They're unprepared. They know they can fail this test. They don't even know where the room is. They haven't studied for the test. But dreams are symbolic. That's what confounds people. So if somebody has a dream that they're naked and they're nude, that dream is the symbol. People aren't going to walk around in public naked. I mean, one short dream, one simple dream can shift your thinking and it can change your entire world. For example, a minister I was working with dreamt that he was nude, totally nude, in front of his Sunday audience in his church, and they were waiting for him to deliver his sermon. But he realized he was totally nude, and suddenly his private parts became his public parts, and he was very embarrassed, and he tried to cover himself, but the audience wasn't reacting to his nudity. They were just sitting back waiting for him to give his sermon. So that dream is symbolic. And what does nude mean? It means natural. It means being more open. It means being honest. It's who you are. So this man finally said to himself, and you're in Hawaii, and he was going to Maui, and he said, you know, I have a persona. I've always felt I have to be my persona. I've got to look like a minister. I've got to act like a minister. I've got to think like a minister. And he says, you know, I'm going to Maui to deliver a sermon. I'm going to tell those people what is in my heart and my mind. I'm going to be totally honest. And it changed his life. That understanding that one dream changed his life. And, you know, it's like people have personas. They have images that they like to project to the world. They like the world to see them a certain way. But our dreams say, take off this persona and be more natural, be more open, be more honest.
Yeah, you must have. That's a great story. You must have other stories like that. It has to be exciting what you do, and you actually, this has to be incredibly helpful to people because you're teaching them to interpret what is going on inside their head for those 2 hours, as you talk about, when they're sleeping. So I guess the key to that is remembering the dreams.
Right. remembering the dreams, and a lot of people get up in the middle of the night and say, oh, what a fantastic dream. No way am I going to forget this. And then they go back to sleep and it's gone.
And wow, so you say probably I think you're going to tell people what they should do is you should sleep with a notebook by your bed and then scribble down what you dreamt, right?
Use a recorder. Sometimes you don't even have to turn the light on. Just have some kind of recording system where you just press a button or it's voice activated and say, I'm walking down the street, I see a sailboat, and so on and so forth. But, you know, dreams have a mind of their own. In other words, we have a mind within us that has a mind of its own. Let me give you an example, because some of the most interesting stories that I know have happened to me. And when I was teaching in a public school and I quit and I went into private practice as a therapist, I had a very, very interesting dream. I was in a dark building and I heard a voice call my name. And the voice said, Bernard, come in the room. I need to talk to you. And I walked into this room, and the room was pitch black. But at one end of the room, in a corner, was a desk. And there were two candles lit, and they illuminated the face of an ancient woman who was sitting at this desk. This woman must have been hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years old. She was the wise old woman. And I said, what is it? And she said, you know, I could help you become a really, really fine therapist. She says, but I'm not going to help you. And I said, why not? And then she pointed her finger at me and wiggled it and said, because you still don't know who God is yet. And I woke up. Now, I wasn't interested in that subject. That was the furthest thing from my mind. I had friends who were atheists who were making fortunes. They didn't bother with this stuff. But my dream told me I needed to know who God was. In other words, that was the furthest thing from my mind. I had real problems. You know what real problems are? Paying your bills, finding money to buy 4 new tires for your car, taking care of your little kids. And so I take my dreams very seriously. And so I started studying and reading. And finally, after 2 years, I got an answer. And it was in a dream. I couldn't get it from the Bible. I couldn't get it from books. And it just, and I read a lot of different religions. I read about Hinduism. I read about Buddhism and Christianity and Judaism. And I have a dream. And have you ever read anything by C.G. Jung? The great Swiss psychiatrist. And I thought Jung was one of the greatest minds of the 20th century. So I'm walking in a cafeteria, and C.G. Jung is sitting at a table. And he looked at me and he said, Bernard, sit down. I want to tell you who God is. And I said, oh, Dr. Jung, I've been studying. I know who God is. And then he yelled at me. He says, no, you still don't know. Sit down. Now, when the master speaks, you sit. I would have thought it a great honor to have polished his shoes, carried his briefcase, dusted the shelves of his bookcases. So he looked me straight in the eye, and these were his exact words. He said, listen, Bernard, God is not a man or a being on a throne with a long white beard dispensing wisdom. He said, that's not God. And these were his exact words. He said, God is the life force. It is the spirit that creates and animates all of life. And I woke up.
Wow, what a way to finish this. Doc, thanks so much for coming on the show. Will you come back?
Yeah, sure. Just call me and let me know.
All right, Dr. Bernard, fascinating stuff. Listen to your dreams. This is what this man is telling you. And look at the story he just took us, that journey he took us on. Hang through, odds and ends next.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
U.S. soldier captured by the Taliban. What do you think the U.S. response should be to this? Of course, nobody knew anything about it. They kept it hush-hush for fear that something would happen to the soldier. And I'm going to let you hear a little slice of that in a second. Here's the gist of this story. Apparently, he's been missing for 3 weeks. So what happened, he was captured by the Taliban. There was a video release posted on the Internet and said that he's scared and he won't be able to go home. He's been identified as Private Bergdahl. He's 23 years old. He's from Ketchum, Idaho. He was actually captured back at the end of June, June 30th, to be exact. He was in the southeastern part of Afghanistan, apparently with his unit. And the and then what happened was, we know certainly that there have been all these denials that there haven't been any civilians that have been targeted, because what they're saying is civilians are being targeted in Afghanistan, and this is perhaps part of the reason why he's been picked up. So it sounded to me in this tape like it was scripted, but gee, do you think so? It was a 28-minute video, and he's pretty emotional when he talks about his family and stuff. But I wanted you to hear this little piece of it. Here's part of what he said.
To my fellow Americans who have loved ones over here, who know what it's like to miss them, you have the power to make our government bring them home. Please, please bring us home so that we can be back where we belong and not over here wasting our time and our lives.
Okay, so, and that's just a little tiny bit of it. As I said, it was 28 minutes long. Now, again, the Taliban, they're threatening to kill him if they say troops continue going after civilians in the name of these search operations in a couple of these provinces. And the main Taliban commander, Mulvi Sanjeen, said that he's at an undisclosed, apparently they're at an undisclosed location. And, of course, NATO is denying that they're going after civilians in Afghanistan. The U.S., of course, is saying that they're not going after civilians and targeting them, etc. But that's not what they're saying is no, that's not true. And you can tell the guy in the video, he does look pretty scared. He wants to go home. He says it's unnerving being a prisoner, of course. But then at the end, he says how he's being treated like a guest. Probably he's looking to, I mean, he's being prompted to say certain things, and obviously it has to be scary because we all have seen those, sadly, those videos of, like, Daniel Pearl being decapitated. So I hope that there is a way to rescue this guy or get his release or whatever, because they've now definitely claimed the responsibility with this video, it's obvious, for his kidnapping. And here's a guy who was part of the Idaho National Guard. And, of course, the family's a wreck, and he's got a fiance or a girlfriend that's going to – he was going to try and marry, so this is horrible for any soldier to be kidnapped. And they think that he's been moved to a bunch of different locations because, of course, they're trying to find those locations, but he's been moved all over the place. And they've claimed that, you know, this is the reason why they ultimately kidnapped. They have ultimately kidnapped this guy, that he's just a target as a result of what the U.S. is doing to civilians. And what happened was he was lagging behind on a patrol, and then he was picked up. And the U.S. military, because that started to break, that, well, how did he get captured? He was with his unit, and there was a rumor that was started that he was drunk, but they said that that's absolutely false, ridiculous, not true, because the Taliban is known for lying in these areas of, you know, of where they can easily pick somebody off, and that's what they're starting to do to try to maneuver these clans on how they operate on the Afghan and Pakistani border, and they know what's happening with the U.S. military somehow, and that's what happened. Of course, the Taliban, do you trust what's being fed to him? No. They're absolutely liars, and what they're claiming about him being drunk and starting that rumor, and that rumor floating through, I think it's probably false as well, but awful for that poor guy from Ketchum, Idaho, to say, you know, in the National Guard, and to have that obviously happen. In the meantime, the other thing that was big over the weekend, because, you know, we want to fill in the blanks for you, maybe some of you hearing some of this stuff for the first time, Sunday morning is the time for politics, and everybody wants to know about health care. We're scared to death about small businesses and whether or not they're going to collapse if this health care reform goes through. What does reform really mean? There are a lot of people who feel very uncomfortable, including myself, about some of the things that we're hearing in this proposal that is soaring around the Capitol, and who can stop it, the Blue Dog Democrats or what. So, of course, Kathleen Sebelius, who is the queen of health, Health and Human Services, of course, the director. Here's what she had to say. She was on Meet the Press, and she talked about, because the questions are, well, what about this health reform? When's it going through? How are you going to make this timetable? And a couple of other things that we're all scared to death about, and here was her answer.
First of all, this is a work in progress. The good news is the House and Senate are share the president's goal that overall come on. So they had an initial report on one of the initial bills that said in the long term, this doesn't bend the cost curve enough. The president has a proposal that he hopes will be incorporated where MedPAC, an independent group of providers, will help to lower the Medicare cost long term. But he's very committed to this, and I think it will be part of the package going forward. About 16 of the recommendations are already in the legislation in the House and Senate, and we want to include some more. It's clear that this will bring costs down to a degree. It won't do enough over time, and I think we'll incorporate that. But I think you got to start from ground zero, which is the status quo is absolutely unsustainable. We have costs ratcheting up at this alarming rate, 16% of our GDP. Every business, every family, every organization, every government is paying more and getting less.
Okay, and just to clear up a couple of things, the taxes is what she's saying. The taxes would start with people making $350,000. There is, of course, a tax surcharge provision and a House proposal that was one of a couple of options. We talked about it here in America Tonight to help pay for this overhaul. The both the House and the Senate are working on proposals and creating this, quote, government-funded public health insurance option that's really the backbone of driving down the costs of private coverage. But there's so many holes, and I don't want to go over this old territory again. You know how I feel about it, because what's going to happen is the tax is going to trickle down. It's going to cost you more. The way I currently see it in this 1,000 proposed pages, it's going to end up affecting everybody in the wallet once again. And you're going to lose jobs. People are going to lose jobs, and small businesses aren't going to be able to afford it, and they'll get penalized if they can. And if you're an individual who doesn't want health insurance, too bad. You have to have it. So there are things that I don't think will work under this proposal, and they've got to come up with some alternatives if they're going to make this thing fly. There are a lot of people that are pushing and on the Hill and saying that health care can't wait, and then there are others that are saying that this health care reform will just be disastrous for the working man, the little guy who's going to get squeezed out once again. Now, the Senate Finance Committee, they want to create this new tax on the medical benefits that's provided by your employers, and that's a plan that, of course, Barack Obama opposes. Sebelius is talking about the new tax could cause employers who provide coverage for, how many Americans to change or drop their programs, which would kill the private market. So, there is a problem also in how you handle this with the healthcare providers that are already in place. And we keep hearing, well, it's not going to change your health care. If you like who you have, you don't have to worry for it. I keep coming back to first base again. How are we going to pay for health care? How are we going to make it equitable across the board? How can we afford this? Hey, you can flip me an email, as always. The way to catch us on America Tonight, americatonight.net.